Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DuckDuckGo. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We have a big weekend coming up, and a big weekend to get you ready for today, because Jeffrey, among the things that we will be focusing on this weekend, Grizzlies tonight. The D'Anthony Melton comeback game, right? The return game for D'Anthony Melton.
We have to ask the question, is it a D'Anthony Melton revenge game?
Is it a D'Anthony Melton revenge game? It's fair. Chris Harrington has a piece up in the Daily Memphian about, was the D'Anthony Melton trade a mistake? And he used the phrase, he was talking about the Kyle Anderson trade versus the D'Anthony Melton trade. And about the Kyle Anderson said trade, he said, listen, they needed better shooting. At that position, they had a bunch of non-shooting bigs, and they needed more shooting, and it made sense. As much as he loved Kyle Anderson, made sense to move on. With D'Anthony Melton, the phrase that he used is they got tired of his act. Now, that sounds like off-the-court act, but
I actually think it was 100% on-court.
It's on the court. Like, yeah. Phrase when people say tired of the act, it usually means, like, pick your malcontent, whatever.
Pick your wide receiver.
Pick your Odell Beckham. Pick your wide receiver. That's what it means. That's not what it meant. It meant they saw what he was. They thought that's what he would always be, and they needed something else, particularly for the playoffs. But anyway, so you've got the Sixers coming to town.
No, I'd actually argue for him, I think his off-the-court act, they actually did like.
Oh, no, of course. Wonderful, likable guy.
It's the weird, they got sick of him on the court.
And not even sick of him, just like, we need to upgrade from that.
Sure.
If we're going to be the best we can be. Whatever. We'll talk to Chris about that. But so we got the Anthony revenge game coming up. We have what I consider to be a very significant game against Ole Miss. And we've seen with Memphis, we've seen a lot of good things with Memphis basketball. But we've also seen, by the way, that some of their losses that we thought were, that's not a bad loss. Seton Hall goes out and gets hammered last night. You know, like, so there is this still this question about what are they, particularly how good are they? How good can they be? What's the
seal? We had a question on Twitter today, and I think it's a fair question. So far, what is their best win? And according to KenPom, it would be Stanford, but you know what I mean? Like, is that going to be their best win when we get to the end of the season? I don't know.
And I'm not sure that Ole Miss is going to look all that great, but certainly would be their best win at this point. And I expect a good crowd tomorrow night at FedEx Forum. So we got that to look forward to. We've got the college football championship games and the bowl announcements to look forward to. Tonight, USC, Utah, round two.
Correct.
And really, maybe the only game that has any will have any real bearing on the playoffs. We don't know that for sure. Maybe the TCU game will be. And maybe, honestly, the TCU thing, it also depends how it goes. I don't think people have been arguing, is TCU in, is TCU out with a loss? I think TCU with a 31-30 loss is in. I think TCU with a 47-13 loss is out.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's true?
I think that's probably true, but I think the
obviously there's something in between, too.
Right. I think the other thing we kind of have to consider, what if USC wins tonight, but Caleb Williams gets hurt? Like, what happens if you have the, like, in the end, I do think it's probably kind of BS that Alabama's a spot ahead of Tennessee.
It's also irrelevant.
Well, I mean, I think you're correct.
It's probably irrelevant.
I hope you're correct.
It's total BS.
But, like, Alabama is in that position where it's like, I'm, like, not going to say they're dead till I see them six feet under.
Yeah. Right, exactly right. Anyway, I mean, Michigan without Blake Corum, we know Blake Corum is now out for the year. It's different losing a running back than a quarterback, even at Michigan.
They're now turning to a five-star running back that, Jeff, I looked up yesterday. Right. He's only averaging 7.5 yards a carry on 92 carries. So it's not like it's a sample size issue.
So we got Grizzlies, the Anthony Mountain return game. We got the revenge game.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Tigers against Ole Miss. We've got college football championship games, and then the bowl. We'll learn where Memphis is going for a bowl game. We learn what's going to happen with the Liberty Bowl here.
Yeah.
And it's looking a lot like Kansas-Missouri. Have you heard that?
It sounds like Border Wars back.
And so that's what that is looking a lot like. We also have the World Cup tomorrow. The United States versus the... Is that correct? What he said. Versus the Netherlands.
And
we got the St. Jude Marathon in town.
Yes, one of my buddies from college is in town.
Is in town and is back and running it, or is he from Memphis?
Yeah,
or is
he's from he's originally from El Paso and lives in Tulsa now.
It is I think it is a massive and honestly almost undercovered, underappreciated event.
Well, we're going to the game tonight, and my wife is freaking out. I'm like, why is she freaking out? And then I realize, oh, yeah, she's run this before, and she thinks it's going to be a zoo. So she has pre-anxiety. She has anxiety for her upcoming anxiety because she thinks it's going to be such a zoo down there tonight.
A zoo tonight.
Correct, because everyone's in town for the race.
It will be a certainly lively scene tonight. When I was at the brass door watching the U.S.'s last match versus Iran, I was talking to Seamus, and he says it's going to be – you know, absolutely. They get slammed for the St. Jude Marathon because the brass door is right downtown.
Right.
And so then you have the match on top of it. I would recommend either if you want to go to the brass door to watch or if you want to go to Celtic Crossing to watch, might be easier to get to Celtic Crossing tomorrow. It is a scene at Celtic Crossing. And at brass door, if you happen to go to brass door, get the Reuben egg rolls. They're egg rolls with a Reuben innards inside an egg roll crust. Freaking awesome. Absolutely awesome. I was not steered wrong by my server the other day. Anyway, 20,000 people. I did not know that it was all 50 states.
I did not either. That's a cool stat, though.
Well, I read that in the Daily Memphian today, and I think they got it from the website. 50 states, 75 countries. It is a undercovered and underappreciated event. So we have all of that to talk about, all of that to get to today. And so we are slammed. We also have Jason Smith, who's going to be stopping by. We'll talk to Jason Smith, among other things, about the letter that Laird Veach sent out yesterday. You don't ever want to, as an AD, you don't ever want to send out a letter, quote unquote, explaining why you retained somebody. That's just not something. It's not a conversation. Well, this is why we kept him. To say this is why we kept him implies that there's some lack of confidence or whatever else, and they didn't want to do that. He just wanted to say to boosters, season ticket holders, 6-6 is not acceptable. We need to do better, but the future's bright. And that's essentially what Laird Veach said. Of course, it begs the issue. If 6-6 is not acceptable, they were 6-6 last year. It's not acceptable. They did it again. What are the repercussions for being 6-6? Correct. Is it really? He didn't say not acceptable. He said bare minimum. That's different. But we'll talk to Jason Smith about that, about the Ole Miss game. And, did you see Kanye is back in the news today?
Oh, gosh.
I'm not.
When you go on Alex Jones and Alex Jones is the one being like, pump the brakes, bro. Like,
yeah, when you go on Alex Jones and people are like, so you can clear up whether you're misunderstood and you say, I like Hitler.
Right.
That doesn't help, but. He's been.
I think, to be clear, I think he said Hitler did some good things.
He said, I like Hitler.
Okay, there we go.
That sentence came out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
He also, he's now been suspended. I know by that snowflake, Elon Musk,
mm-hmm.
because he put
Yeah, he did
and
like
then
that.
And he
yeah.
also, but the last thing he did was mock Elon Musk.
Mm.
And then, before he went, he said, let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. And this guy was Chris Paul.
Mm.
So, and Chris Paul is married. So basically, he's saying that Chris Paul got with his wife. And I'm not someone who is particularly plugged into beefs
mm-hmm.
between artists. But evidently, there was a beef between Drake and Kanye, or Ye, as I like to call him.
Yes. I think he's requesting to be called.
That's true, too. That's why I like to call him that.
Yeah.
And there was a beef between those two fellows. And during the beef, and it takes on more meaning now that you look back, there's a photo of Drake and his buds all wearing Chris Paul jerseys.
Okay.
And now it all has meaning. So anyway, there's all that. We have a lot to get to. Chris.
I mean, he's apparently one of the greatest writers of a generation.
Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we will do, for the last time this year,
I might be counting bowl season this year.
We might be counting bowl season this year. We will do Jeffrey's bets when we will attempt to recoup some of my cash. Every year I bring in 10 crisp $100 bills mm-hmm. and I give them to Jeffrey and I go say, go forth. And every year so far, my investment plan has worked mm-hmm. brilliantly. And I've gotten the 10 bills back a little less crisp mm-hmm. plus extra on top. This year,
it's a wire transfer.
It's been a little bit more challenging. Mm-hmm. Let's just say there's been headwinds in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's easier to land that way, though.
We have struggled a little bit, but Jeffrey will give it another go today. Oh, and on top of all of that, we're going to talk to Jennifer Biggs in about 5 minutes because we like talking about food, and it was her birthday. And Aaliyah loves hearing Jennifer Biggs. And by the way, others do too. I hear mm-hmm. all the time. So in about 3 to 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Jennifer Biggs about various things. Before we do that, though, my beloved Buffalo Bills won last night. And rather persuasively at that. What'd you think?
If you're a Bills fan, this has to be one of the most satisfying wins of the year.
Not necessarily.
Didn't look killer, though.
I know, but you have to think about, like, what it symbolized.
They're just better.
Correct.
They're just better.
Correct. Like,
they don't have to be great to beat the Pats.
The Chiefs' win in Arrowhead is a better win. And probably, you know, the opening night win was fun because the entire world's watching you, you know, and you beat the Rams in the fashion that you did. But, like, when you're going head-to-head against the team that has tortured you for, what, the last 2.5 decades, and they're at halftime,
it's like you're the grown-up holding the little kid at arm's length.
Correct.
Who's kicking
you're
and screaming.
You're Bill Pullman, and the Patriots are Rick Moranis and Spaceballs.
And then they're screaming at each other.
Correct.
We'll get to the screaming at each other in a minute.
Like, they were just dysfunctional. And it wasn't even like the Bills played, like you said,
great.
They didn't play lights out.
The great moment was Josh's pass to Gabe Davis, which was ridiculous, right?
Well, I also think the best pass he made last night didn't count. The 60-yard.
Yeah, the dime, yeah.
Yeah, the little fling, the one-handed fling, 60 yards.
The pass where he was running out of bounds.
Yeah, that was awesome. The jump back.
Like, you would tell every quarterback not to throw that pass.
Except for him.
Except for maybe him and Patrick Mahomes and whatever else. So, like, it was a very Mahomesian pass. And it was, but they didn't have to be brilliant. They weren't brilliant. They had the Patriots yelling at each other, including.
I mean, you had them, like, fighting to just try to get a field goal before the half. It was so bizarre. Like,
the field goal was pathetic. Oh, how about the 17 play?
Yeah, and then that drive that took, like, 9 minutes.
Six-minute drive.
Couldn't do anything.
To get a field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. And the quarterback is seen yelling at Matt Patricia. Well, he says he wasn't yelling at Matt Patricia. He was just yelling to the universe.
Yes, of course.
Throw the effing ball.
It happened that Matt Patricia was in the universe's line.
It's just so happened.
Yeah.
Throw the effing ball. Effing quick game sucks. That's what he said.
I think he said the effing run game sucks.
Run game or quick game?
I think he said the effing run game sucks because they really weren't doing a ton of quick game.
Anyway, it was brutal, and it really does take the shine, I think, a little bit off of Bill Belichick. It just does. The idea that you turn the offense over to Matt Patricia, who was 13-29-1 in Detroit, and that's your genius answer, is pretty startling. And so there you have it. But my favorite part of the night, honestly, I was able to watch this game because it wasn't even that tense. But my favorite part was Josh Allen after the game on Amazon on the post-game show. He came back wearing Fitzmagic's jersey, Bill's jersey. And he sat there for 15 minutes just shooting the breeze with the crew. And I have to say, I'm in love. The guy is just
well. And then on the
perfect.
On the pregame show when they were giving their analysis, Fitzmagic would just refer to Buffalo's we. It's like I really like the matchup for us tonight. Like, he's like, we're gonna come out. Yeah,
it was a good night. It was kind of a dull football game, honestly. But it was
if you had Bills -3.5.
If you are a Bills fan, it was a lot of fun. All right, join now. Again, we got Jason Smith coming up next, then Chris Harrington, then Jeffrey's going to make you rich. But joined now, though, by Jennifer Biggs from the Daily Memphian, who celebrated a big birthday yesterday. Jennifer, you decided in your wisdom to not only reveal the big birthday, which is some people don't like to do, but then to hand out wisdom on the occasion of the big birthday. So how does it feel to be 60?
Well, first of all, tell me the date of my birthday. What is the date of my birthday, Jeff? Do you know my birthday?
No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday.
You just said it was yesterday.
It was two days ago.
It was Wednesday.
It was two days ago. The days fly by. The days,
yes,
particularly
they do.
When
they do.
You know, when you get to this, age, mm-hmm. Jennifer, you find that the days just whip by. That's one of the phenomenons mm-hmm. with getting older.
Well, you would know a little bit more than me, though not much more, right?
Exactly. Here, I'm older than you. There's no question.
Here's what Jeff said to me in a text on my birthday morning when he correctly told me happy birthday on the right day. And I said, you know, this one's sort of depressing. And he said, that number isn't the greatest, I found, partly because the next one is 70. No, Jeff, it's not. I meant to tell you. The next one is 61, right? We don't have to go straight from 60 to 70,
No, but the next It's not my math is incorrect. The next big, the big marker birthday, the big significant moment. I guess 65 is.
65, I think. Yeah, I do think 65. But anyway, none of these are really just fantastic numbers, are they? Wouldn't you rather be saying?
Well, which one? Okay, let me ask you this though. Which one is of the birthdays? There are some that people celebrate. Like, so they celebrate 16, they celebrate 18, they celebrate 21, right? Then you get to, though, I think that's the last time you celebrate one. After that, you start lamenting. When you're 29, you lament 30. When you're 39, you lament 40. 49, certainly you lament 50. 59, 60, and on and on and on. Which is the worst? And which is those? Come on, it's fine. Let's stop. Don't. You're ridiculous to over dramatize that one.
Completely. No. First of all, I did not lament 40. I did not lament 50.
Really?
Not at all. Not one single bit. In fact, when I hit 50, I just thought, you know what? This is the halfway mark because I'm going to make it to 100. That just became sort of for the first time in my life, I thought, hey, I want to live to be 100.
Wow.
And look at me. Now I'm halfway there. Woohoo.
You are not halfway to 100.
I was at 50. Nope. But it went real fast.
Those last 10 years go, they do pick up steam. I don't know why. They do pick up steam. Okay, go ahead. What are you going to say?
So anyway, I imparted the few things that I've learned, and they were very few. But I thanked everybody yesterday for telling me happy birthday. And I have to say, and I haven't responded to her yet, but a mutual friend of ours posted on my page, and she's older than we are, but this was like, oh my gosh. She said, congratulations on your milestone. I hate to break this to you, but you are officially old despite looking and feeling young, and I hope feeling young.
Why did she say that?
I know it. Your 60s are considered young old, 70s middle age, old, and 80s fall under that. What? You're still here? I'm just going to tell you. It was like, wow. Thank you for lifting me up on this.
Well, here's the question. So I've said this before. On Facebook, I try to wish everybody happy birthday on their Facebook. I don't do some elaborate thing. I literally just say happy birthday, even if I don't know them. But I do at a certain age, because I don't know most of my Facebook friends, because they're just whatever.
Right.
They're people who read the whatever. At a certain age, I stop to make sure they're not dead. So I go to their page. At a certain age to make, because you don't want people saying happy birthday, and then you go over there to the page and you see people wishing them happy heavenly birthday, and so you're like, well, I look like I'm out. It's like the person who signed my yearbook, great getting to know you, Jeff, and misspells my name. So I think the time when I start checking to see if they're still here is certainly 80, but 70. At 70, I don't wish them happy birthday without making sure they're still here.
Well, I just did a little going through my Facebook thing because, like you, I have, more people I don't know than people I do. And it's about to capacity. And I thought, let me check just over this page and see if there's anybody, to take off, anyone who's offensive or whatever. And there were a lot of dead people. But, really a lot of dead people. And I thought, same thing. I'm not going to delete them just because they're dead.
You don't delete dead people? I do.
Do you?
Well, it depends. So, like, my Aunt Marion is passed, and it was her birthday recently. And I didn't delete her because, A, it seems rude. She's my lovely aunt, Aunt Marion. But also because I like to be reminded of Aunt Marion once a year when I see it's her birthday, right? And so, but with Joe Smith, who I never knew, and I'm up to my capacity of friends, and I'm always deleting someone, and there's a chance I'm going to wish him happy birthday next year if he's whatever. No, I absolutely delete dead people.
Yeah, I guess I would. I didn't actually delete anybody, but I guess I would delete people that I didn't know well, but people that I do, other people post things on their page and they do say, the big happy heavenly birthday, which I never quite understood because
when
your birthday switch around anyway, because would you still keep your earth birthday if there was heaven and you went to heaven on a different day? It would seem to me your
date
would change.
That's interesting. Your date changes.
Yeah.
You think your birthday is your death day?
I would say. It seems logical, don't you think?
That's interesting.
I think the other date is at that point.
I don't know. So you didn't lament turning 30? You didn't lament, no, my young days are over? I've heard people lament turning 30. I don't think I particularly did. And I'll say this. I said this on GP show the other day. I'm happier than I've ever been. So
me too. And that's the thing. I'm not saying this because I'm saying, oh, wow. But, I mean, you know, when I think of 60, how I used to think of 60, my grandmother at 60, by the way, you know, was a very different 60 than the 60 I am. My mother, not so much, because she was still working and still very active and traveling and doing a lot, too. So, you know, that was kind of the first generation of women who were just continuing to live a very full life at age 60. But I am, despite, you know, a really strange and eventful 50, you know, the years, that decade in the 50s, I do feel great. I mean, there were a lot of changes in my life. It was a huge, a life-changing decade, I guess I would say, you know, for good and for bad. But it all happened, and I am who I am. And, yes, okay. I'm very happy. I feel good. I look good. And Earl Farrell and I have the same birthday. And he went on Facebook and said, you know, he's turning 72, blah, blah, blah. Not a single person said to Earl Farrell, oh, wow, 72, and you're telling people? But I did have a few people who were surprised that I told that I was 60.
I don't know if you know this, and I'm going to clue you in. I know you've just turned 60, so you haven't been around as long as I have. It's a sexist world. There's a double standard.
I'm starting to wonder if it is.
That's 100%. That's all it is. No one would care if I said I was 60, but with you, they're like, well, you look like you're, you know, 47. And so you don't, like, why would you tell someone you're 60?
What am I going to do? I mean,
who are you lying? Who are you fooling here? Like, what's the point? It also suggests there's something wrong with being 60. The reason you would hide it is because there's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with being 60.
It is exactly right, and I am not. And I just don't like lying anyway, because I just feel like you're just asking too much of me to make me have to lie to you. And why should I lie to you? And about my age, how silly.
You look better than Earl Farrell, I got to say.
Well, I'm 12 years younger than Earl Farrell. Come on.
He looks good. He looks good for 60. But
yeah, I know. He is 72.
Earl Farrell looks good for 72. Okay, I have some other questions. All right, now I got to get to food. Enough of this. Enough of this nonsense. We'll do this again in 10 years. What's the best slice of cake in Memphis?
Well, the best in a restaurant?
Yep, best rest slice. Well, I asked Chris Harrington this question, and he said it was one his daughter makes. Well, that's lovely, but we can't all get it. And I'm not talking about birthday cake. I'm allowing you on your birthday to have any kind of cake. So I need to know the best slice of restaurant cake in Memphis.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. You know, if you had given me just like
a little warning,
10 minutes warning on this,
you would
I could have
thought
about, okay, some great cakes.
Some great cakes are good enough. Some great cakes good enough, yeah.
Here's something that I absolutely am crazy about. There is a bakery down in Mississippi called Sugary's, and Sugary's makes a fantastic cake, and it's carried by so many restaurants. And their chocolate cake, it's deep chocolate cake, chocolate buttercream, like a milk chocolate buttercream icing. That's the best chocolate cake. Very moist. Sweet
Who
icing,
carries it?
Cake's
you know where I can get it? Jeffrey knows. Jeffrey's about to weigh in. Jeffrey,
Bogies, I think, carries it.
Who does?
Bogies. I think,
Bogies.
But, I mean, she's right. I mean, it's the company out of New Albany.
Beauty Shop. Yeah, they're in New Albany. Beauty Shop carries it. There are a lot of places that won't tell you that that's what they're serving, but when they bring it to me, I know exactly what I'm eating. If it says that it's a chocolate layer cake, yes.
Okay, what's the difference between Frost and Muddy's?
Frost and Muddy's are both good bakeries, and the main difference between them is that Frost uses cream cheese and buttercream icing on things, which is fantastic, like on a carrot cake. It's a little bit different when you're getting it like on a white cake or a chocolate cake, and Muddy's uses all buttercream, and that's
the difference. Even on cupcakes, the one uses one kind and one uses the other kind?
Yeah. That means it's their signature icing.
That's interesting. I see.
And so they each have a different icing.
Weirdly enough, so we keep track over at the Daily Memphian of who reads what. Not who. We don't know if you...
No, we know everything. We know it all.
Laura Davis. We don't know if you what you personally read, but we do know how many people read different things. And listen, Jennifer and I pretty much lead the pack here. I don't want to spill secrets, but you, Jennifer, unaccountably, this past week, and it's not that I'm surprised that you had the most read story.
So that's why you said unaccountably.
No. It's not that you had the most read story. It's what the most read story was. It was a story about a Mexican restaurant on Summer that had closed, and it hasn't moved, but the food that was once available at this restaurant has moved somewhere else. Why this became a viral sensation, I don't know, but tell people about it.
Well, it wasn't exactly viral, though unaccountable that you didn't have a story that beat it. I can't imagine how that happened this week. Woohoo! It must have been for my birthday.
Yeah.
So Crazy Cactus closed.
Crazy Cactus, that's it.
Crazy Cactus is the name of it. And it closed because they couldn't get a new lease on a building down around Summer and Graham. They still had a place in Olive Branch, but the guy said, yeah, I'll be back on Summer Avenue. You know, I just have to find a place. Because everybody loved it. It's good food. You've been over there. You know, you've got to go sometime during COVID. And Mexican food is not good to go, by the way. You should never get Mexican food.
I liked it even. It was, what did you have me get? It was called
the Enchiladas Rancheras, my favorite dish.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But sometimes, I think you got the two hot sauce, which I've warned you against, but it happens sometimes. It happens to me sometimes, too. Anyway, he started going into, so Poncho's also closed last year. You might remember, 65 years, never told anyone they're leaving, blah, blah, blah. There they are. They're gone. No interviews, no goodbye, no nothing. Ugh, ridiculous. But they closed. And a new place moved into the Poncho's space. Well, that place just had a small menu. It wasn't, it just wasn't really very appealing. They redid the inside, you know, tore out all the Poncho stuff and made this big old room with the big old bar. But they weren't doing very well. And so one thing just kind of led to another through conversation that now, even though it's called Antigua Mexican Bar and Grill, it has the exact same menu as Crazy Cactus. And the guy who owns Crazy Cactus is now running it as the general manager, and his son is running the one.
It's on Summer, and it's called Antigua Bar and Grill.
Mexican Bar and Grill. And it's where Poncho's was in Cloverleaf. And it's all the crazy, everything from Crazy Cactus is there. So if you go in fact, the whole menu, even though it says Antigua across the front, when you open it up, it has like crazy margarita, crazy this. I mean, it's exactly
not very well hidden. Okay.
It was not reprinted.
All right. So then separately, I went at your recommendation. I went to watch the World Cup at, I went to Brass Door and then I went to Celtic Crossing. And I have
to
say,
I'm so glad you did that.
The story of those two guys, Seamus and DJ, the fact that they came from this town and 8 miles apart, and that we have these two authentic, and I get the sense that they're pretty authentic Irish pubs. And you did one of your lunches there. Your thoughts on those places and those men?
Look, I'm crazy about both of them. I think that every time I'm around Seamus, I'm just more impressed with just how much I like him. And DJ, I just have come to know over the years. He does these whiskey tastings once a month. They're whiskey dinners now. And I think he stops them in the summer. But they're a lot of fun. He knows a lot about what he's teaching, and it's fun to go to it. And they're whiskey tastings. They're not like whiskey guzzling. So it's not like you say, I'm going to a whiskey tasting, and everyone thinks, wow.
I'm hammered, right?
Yeah, right, but you're not. You're just drinking, a little bit of whiskey, and it's usually very high-end whiskey on some occasions, and sometimes just good value whiskey. It's a lot of fun. DJ's fantastic, and he's going to be opening a place in 2023 at Regalia. That when we talk about authenticity,
which one's Regalia again? I lose track.
Regalia's the one at Poplar and Ridgeway. It's going to be where great wines and spirits.
It's the one where P.F. Chang's is. Oh, it's O'Call.
No,
it's O'Call. It's O'Call. Yeah. It's O'Call. Yeah.
Yeah. It's over
O'Call
like
and Owen Brennan and all those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's opening a place right in the middle.
And what's it called?
Bog and Barley. Barley.
Bog and Barley.
I keep telling him, I just know I'm going to one day call that Bog and Bominy. It's going to come out of my mouth.
Bog and Barley.
I'm going to stop and think right then. But it's Bog and Barley, and everything is coming from Dublin. I mean, they had an architect from Ireland design the place. They're getting wood shipped in from there. The designer is, he designs, you know, wow. Irish pubs. So it's going to be really a like an upscale Irish pub, but as authentic as you can possibly get it without being somewhere in Ireland.
What's your favorite whiskey? Right now, if you had a bottle of whiskey free delivered to your door, what's your favorite whiskey?
It would be an Elmer T. Lee, but I can't get it because it's allocated. And I
a
think
what?
It's
what's
now,
it called? A what?
Elmer T. Lee. Elmer T. Lee had it.
Lee. Okay.
Uh-huh. Elmer T. Lee is he was a he founded Blanton's, and somebody, if I'm saying it wrong, believe me, there are going to be plenty of people listening to your show who will call in and correct me. But he did. I know it was Blanton's, and which is also a really nice whiskey, and I like Blanton's too. But Elmer T. Lee, I'm going to have a bottle from a few years ago, but bourbon is allocated. You can't just go into a store and buy a bottle of bourbon. Bourbon, the stores only get a certain amount, and right. Then if you want to, you know, you've got to know somebody, and you have to have a secret handshake, and you have to do all that stuff, and not twice, and whatever, before you
or
can
spend
even buy
a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
Can yes. You
can buy, and, yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. And I think that this one, I don't even think this is available, but I know that when we had it at the tasting last month, when we went to a tasting at Celtic, it was, I think it was retailing between, you know, $400 and $600 a bottle, and I wouldn't pay that.
Right.
So, and I would never expect anyone to pay that for me because it's just, I don't appreciate it enough for that.
Last question, you did because we got to get you here before you turn 70, time flies. So last question, you wrote about a Chinese place today. Yes.
Oh, I did. Yes. I thought, whoa, hold on.
Did you not? I thought I read it in the Daily Memphian. You're so prolific, I have a hard time keeping track. But did you not?
Yes. Yes, I did. It went up yesterday also. Okay. But it is in today. Yeah, this place has been around for a long time. In fact, it seems like it's been around much longer than it has been because it was a different Chinese restaurant for 27 years. And then in 2004, it opened as Panda Garden. And it's just this old-fashioned, very sweet Chinese restaurant on Summer Avenue that was closed all through COVID. You could only do takeout. So I went back in for lunch last week and was so surprised to find that not only, I mean, I always knew you could get the lunch special for under $10, but you can get almost everything in the menu for under $10. It's good food. It's not like going to New Asia or Golden City or someplace where you get a lot of really authentic Chinese dishes, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, American Chinese food. I mean, it's just its own little kind of fusion cuisine, just like Tex-Mex. It's legitimate, and I think that people.
And you like sour soup.
The hot and sour soup is now, for years, Shanghai was my favorite hot and sour soup. It's been closed for 5 years or so. Rest in peace. I love it. Anytime I could get that soup, I'd be happy to have it. But I think this is the best. Now, I have asked people call in. They can call you. Call Jeff and tell him the best, and you can tell me or email me because I will try others.
What's your email address, Jennifer?
jbiggs@dailymemphian.com.
Okay, if you've got a better hot and sour soup, she'd love to hear. But it's called Panda what?
Garden. Panda Garden.
Not Express.
Panda Garden.
That's different. Jennifer,
no,
happy birthday, and many happy returns and all of that.
All right.
Thanks. That's Jennifer Biggs from the Daily Memphian. Robert Irwin Jewelers, making the holidays brighter this year with bigger, brighter diamonds, jewelry for any budget. Listen, we're into December now. It's time to get serious. And you've got someone you love in your life, and it is time to get over there and get them something that is a testament to your love. You can get the Love Diamond Bright Diamond Collection. That is rings, necklaces, earrings, bracelets, all crafted with one high-performance larger center diamond and then a halo of 8 smaller diamonds around it. So you get this incredible sparkle. Or let's say you want a diamond stud earring. They start at $199. Let's say you want 3/4 carat diamond halo engagement rings. That's 3/4 carat. Oval pair emerald cut, sale price $19.99. If you want to design your own ring so you have one that is unlike any other, they are the place that will walk you through that. They've got vintage style Halo engagement rings in stock starting at $19.99. Stop into Robert Irwin Jewelers this holiday season. Free financing, 12 months interest free, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rnijewelers.com. When we come back, Jason Smith, then Chris Harrington, then Jeffrey will make you rich. It's Jeff Gawk and Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Conchar gives for Jackson, blows by Noel, and a monster two-handed hammer for Jaren Jackson Jr.
Friday night, it's the Grizzlies taking on the 76ers. We'll have the pregame at 6:30, the tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
The SEC.
Saturday, it's the SEC Championship. LSU taking on the Georgia Bulldogs at 3, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
My husband and I live next door to a haunted graveyard. It's a little creepy, but we manage. Just like we manage without home internet. Do I wish my mobile hotspot was faster? Yes, but I make it work. Kinda. Just like we make it work sleeping next to a 17th century burial ground.
Honey, can you move your hand?
That's not my hand.
It's mine.
Not having home internet? It's not that bad.
It is that bad. Don't settle. Switch to Xfinity and get one line of unlimited mobile and home internet together for $50 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New Connect internet customers only on one-year contract. Internet included for 12 months. New Xfinity mobile account required. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity post-pay internet required for Xfinity mobile. Additional devices extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Offer ends 12/21/22.
If you're going to get through the holidays, you need to get a good night's sleep. Good night's sleep can make you, well, let's see, you'll be more focused. You'll be more apt to take the stress and buffeting that the holiday season can come with. And you might even be jolly. Santa got a good night's sleep. I wouldn't be surprised if Santa has a Sleep Number bed. I myself have a Sleep Number bed. Got it a year and a half ago, dialed into a perfect 80. Now, so I wanted it a little firmer. I had it a 45 at first. Now I firmed it up. It's an 80. You can get your own Sleep Number bed. You can have your Sleep Number and your partner their perfect Sleep Number as well. And right now, it's Sleep Number Cyber Week special. You can save $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. That ends Monday. That's right, this Monday. Save $1,000, plus special financing. It ends Monday. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. I went to the one in Germantown. There's one out there across from Wolf Chase. There's one on Goodman Road. Find the one closest to you. Check them out at sleepnumber.com. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
If you got a project that you've been meaning to get to, you've been putting off, but now you want to tackle it, you want a pro to handle the work, that's where Chris McCulley comes in. Or if you have some storm damage to your roof, Chris McCulley can handle that too. He got my roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to me. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
And that's why this number is so important, 487-7096. From roof all the way to renovation questions, Chris McCulley's got you covered. Can check him out. Voted most popular roofing company. That should mean something to you. Don't forget to mention Jason and John. You'll get that free roofing upgrade. McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Melissa Cookson is a 7-time barbecue world champion. You should know that by now. But here's the new news. She just opened the Barbecue All-Stars Barbecue Superstore. It's in South Haven. It's 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings, just anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. A section of the store, it's dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. You can learn more on the website at thebbqallstars.com, at TheBBQAllStars.com.
Grizz Nation, don't miss your Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. as they battle the Philadelphia 76ers on social media night. Arrive early. First 5,000 receive a City Edition phone holder. Secure your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting Grizzlies.com.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
What's worse than calling your groin your junk? Treating it like junk. Respect your pubic region with Gillette Intimate. Gentle and easy pubic hair care from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Gillette. The best a man can get. Buy now at Walmart.
At the Home Depot, we have plenty of Christmas trees to make your holidays even more magical. Hundreds of full, easy-to-assemble artificial trees that look so real, you may be convinced they actually are. And for those who love that fresh pine smell, we have a parking lot full of fresh-cut trees to call your own. We'll even help you load your tree in the car so you can bring home the holidays. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Make today more interesting with Bet.ly's online sports betting action. You can bet on pro and college games with Bet.ly, the only online sports book in Arkansas and Tennessee. And right now, every new customer can cash in on a $250 risk-free first bet. Download the Bet.ly Sportsbook app now in the Apple and Google Play Store or visit Bet.ly.com. With Bet.ly, every game matters.
Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas or Tennessee to bet. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Attention. Did you or a loved one live at or near Marine Base Camp Lejeune in North Carolina between 1953 and 1987? If so, listen closely for this important legal announcement. From 1953 to 1987, Marines and their family members at Camp Lejeune drank water that was contaminated with hazardous toxins. The toxins found in the water at Camp Lejeune may cause health issues, especially later in life. Types of health issues associated with water at Camp Lejeune are numerous. If you or a loved one lived near Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation without going to court. Even if you were turned down in the past, a new law can allow you to file a claim today. If you or a loved one spent time near Camp Lejeune, call the Negligence Network to find out if you're eligible for financial compensation. There's no fee unless we win your case. Call 1-800-700-4333. That's 1-800-700-4333. 1-800-700-4333.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. Service Master are the folks to call. Is the folks to call? Service Master. Call Service Master if disaster strikes. And I mean that. Lock the number into your phone, 624-9200. Put it under disaster or help or a Service Master or any of that. So if you got some water damage, you've got smoke damage, you've got storm damage, you've got mold removal, whatever it is, Service Master, give them a call at 624-9200. It's a 24-hour phone line. They work with every insurance company. They're locally owned and operated, and they're the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. So you know they can say, hey, listen, they were down there in Florida recently helping folks after the hurricane. They can certainly help you. Phone number once again, 901-624-9200, Service Master by Cornerstone or smcornerstone.com. Joined now by Jason Smith. Every single day, Jason and John are on from 11 to 2. I am an avid listener. Yesterday, Joey Dorsey was on their show. That was fun, Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. John Martin, you got to give a lot of credit for getting Joey on. And then, we'd hope to have him in studio, but to be able to, he's helping out Penny. And to be able to still get him on in the middle of helping out Penny, because Joey's about to embark, I guess he broke that little bit of news on the show. He's about to embark on what he hopes will be a coaching career. Maybe that starts in college, maybe somewhere else. But, yeah, he was helping out Penny when we had initially planned to have him in studio, but was still able to join us there third hour. So we were grateful for the time. A lot of great stories. Yeah, it was fun is probably the word.
People can hear that, listen to that interview if they go to the podcast. The entire day of radio shows is available in podcast form subsequently, and I would urge people still look back and they just absolutely love that year. I know it ended badly. Of course it ended badly. But don't you, when people, let me ask you this, Jason. When people think back to 2008, do they think about the good or do they think about Mario Chalmers?
Well, it's hard not to think about the end. But they think about the end more.
You think, obviously. No, I think they think about the good times more. I think they think about, it's the same thing with me and the Bills. I think about the Scott Norwood. Yeah, I can't forget that. But I mostly think, my God, that was fun.
No, I think you think about it, you should have won the game.
Yes, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. If you think about the game, you certainly think about that. But when I think about 2008, I think about that team, I think about beating people, and I think about the fun, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And the great thing about having those guys back on is you learn stories that you had not heard, because you hadn't talked to them in years, like that story he told us about, they beat, what was it, Arkansas State by 21 points, but Cal tells them, you're not going home for Thanksgiving. Those guys that had tickets bought and that locker room was tense, and Joey, tells that story. That's how tough Cal was, that they didn't get to go home for Thanksgiving, even though they'd bought the plane tickets to go home. Those are the, getting to go back, but then hearing some stuff maybe that you didn't know, that's the best thing about those interviews. So, like I said, I appreciate Joey's time, and then got to give John Martin all the credit in the world for getting.
Do you consider the Ole Miss game must win tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. You lost to them last year down there. Set that to the side. You do owe them. But if you're going to be a team that's not in a 9 slot in terms of the NCAA tournament, like we can talk about these next four and going, 2-2 against these good teams. But this is one of the ones that you got to get, because I feel like, listen, with the way Memphis is playing defense right now, Penny's got them, it's an identity. Gary's talked about, Memphis is playing defense now year to year the way Cincinnati, we used to talk about them, right? Would rough you up, make it ugly, rock fight. Memphis is capable of that. And so, I'm interested to see what they do against Matthew Morrell, who obviously I think had 19 in that game last year, the Memphian who's, on NBA draft boards, obviously. Interested to see defensively what you do against him. And then offensively for Memphis, it's that story of who can emerge as that third guy. Is there a spark off the bench? Jonathan Lawson shown, shooting 50% from three. He can be a guy who can give you something. Can that continue against better teams? But Jeff, to your point, I think it's absolutely a must win. Back to my point, if you want to get out of that nine slot, so where you're not playing a Texas, you know, one seed in the second round like you did last year. If you're going to do that, you got to beat teams like Ole Miss at home. Period.
Yeah, and I look at it as that if you drop one of the two home games against an SEC team, either this one or Texas A&M, what it means is it puts pressure on you that you have to steal one of the Auburn-Alabama games.
Agreed. And Auburn, I feel like it wouldn't even be stealing,
no.
Right? But it would in the sense that you need to get one of those, right? You dropped one, you need to go back and get it. But Auburn is absolutely winnable. And listen, you know, the funny thing is, and I was gonna point this out on our show when we talked about the game, but I'll throw it at you. We talk about how ugly it is for Memphis, winning ugly. How far can it take them off? And at times it has been, even though, you know, Kendrick Davis is a guy who cleans a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, he's not
but
ugly.
If you look, Jeff, at non-steal turnover percentage, something that's plagued Penny Hardaway right. teams over his time, it's the boneheaded turnovers, the ones where the pressure's not even on you, but you throw it away. Memphis had been, bottom of the barrel. 2020, they're 324th. 2021, they're 343rd. This year, they're 51st. It's like his best team in terms of taking care of the ball. Now, a lot of that's Kendrick Davis, obviously, but yes, it can get ugly, especially offensively. We're talking ball in the basket, but in many ways, dude, it's a lot cleaner than it has been, and a lot of that's Kendrick Davis. So hopefully it remains relatively clean. I think it's 13 turnovers per game. That's good for this Memphis team. If you can keep it around that, continue to play the defense you're playing, you know, find another guy to knock down some shots. Again, Jonathan Lawson's done that. I think they can get out of that spot, maybe get yourself a 7 or a 6 seed, being the second best team out of the AAC.
It's interesting. It obviously is a lot of it's Kendrick Davis, and then a lot of it's because of Kendrick Davis, you have a pecking order that I think people know, like whatever.
Yep.
And then a lot of it's experience, and so. And then I don't think they have this view. There is an arrogance that comes with being overwhelmingly talented and young. They felt like they didn't really need to, you know, you're always going for the big flashy play or whatever else. Here, I think because there's a better sense of who they are, I think they know that they have to value the basketball more. Now, mind you, they're still, what is it now, 51st? Still not the greatest
51st.
In the world. DeAndre is a great passer, but also a careless passer, right? I mean... And sometimes.
Well, and Alo has had the tendency more than anything, especially as he's got you've expected that stuff to go to. And I think being playing with a Kendrick Davis, I think, you know, from that standpoint, who's not necessarily looking for the flashy play either. Kendrick is more as he puts up flashy numbers at times, but he is a worker, man, and a battler the way he's battled on this ankle. And so. You know, I think to your point, what you said, there's a pecking order. Alo understands that probably now more than ever. Why wouldn't he? He's played so much college basketball that it's cleaned it up quite a bit. So, you know, as ugly as it's been at times, there have been some parts of it that have been a lot better than previous years.
It's funny. Kendrick is a clever and deft passer. He's a really good passer, but he's not a, you're right, he's not a home run passer. He's just
He doesn't have to do it. Now, make the simple play.
He creates openings
and then takes
advantage
of that. You're right. Getting the ball exactly where it needs to be for the scores. And that's going to be the story for Memphis this year is do those scores step up? Keontae Kennedy, you know, mentioned Jonathan. Hopefully at some point, DeMario Franklin is eligible and able to play.
Was Ole Miss the low moment last year, or was SMU like when he went off, when Penny went off? What was Ole Miss was one of the low moments last year.
I think it was SMU because that's where it was teetering, right? They dropped to 9-8. Isn't that where it happened?
That's where it happened. Yeah. That was probably the low moment.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
That was that. Yes.
And I went back and looked. They were going to lose that Tulsa game. It was like 46-33, I think, at one point. It was the next game. And Tyler Harris scored 24. Minot had like a big game, 18-9, and it turned the whole season around right there. Then they won 6 straight. I'm looking right at it. 6 straight there, what they won, 10 out of 11 to go into the AAC tournament. That obviously included 2 wins over Houston. So you were right there for it, Jeff. You saw it all. You were right at the front lines there.
I was certainly on the front lines. What did you think of Laird Veach's letter to the populace yesterday about – listen, he didn't say, here's why I'm keeping Ryan, because you wouldn't ever address that explicitly. But that was the essence of the letter. What'd you think?
you had to say something at this point. Everybody's saying you got no vision. You know, there's no excitement. You know, it hadn't formally been announced what the plan is going forward on football, and you needed to state it because again, it's not like it's even in the decision to keep Silverfield, it's not like there's not something to get up for. It's different now. You've pointed it out. Everybody's pointed it out. With the college football playoff being expanded, like you, it's not just trying to be at the top and a contender. You should be atop an AAC that's going to be watered down in this couple of years. It's that you can take that and have a spot, hypothetically, at the table, a la Tulane, if you're hopefully at the top of this thing, and that's where you should be. And so that's something to say. Listen, we're striving for. I know people have the. You know, we're not getting to Power 5, the Big 12 fatigue, and I understand that. But there's something else to play for now that I think fans will eventually pick up on if they haven't already. But more importantly, Memphis and that athletic department needs to pick up on. And so, again, you know, they're sticking with Silverfield. We all understand that at this point now. He had to say something. And I think the key words are, you know, you expect special season. Now, that I talked about it with Jeffrey yesterday on his show. What does special mean? You know, does 8-4 mean another year of Brian Silverfield? Does that get people excited? I suppose a lot of it comes down to who the wins are against. But right now, they got a problem. Veach had to come out and say something, and at least he came out and addressed it. We can go back and forth on, again, how the message comes out, but something had to be said. A vision had to be set, and at least now it's out there.
It doesn't, with all due respect. I agree he had to do it, and I think the letter was perfectly reasonable. But it doesn't change or move anyone's mind one iota, does it?
No, I don't think so. But again,
there's nothing he could have said in that letter that would have, though.
No, the way you're doing that is making a change at this point. Now that you know the news is already out, Silverfield's back, and I suppose that means Seth Hennigan is back. This is all what was already known. So there's nothing new to get excited about. You're stuck. You're still stuck like you were before the letter comes out. It changes nothing, but something had to be said. Again, you know, change, you know, it feels like this a new sort of thinking or approach to this is going to take more than what's in there right now. Obviously, it's going to be continued down the same road. We'll see how long they're willing to do that, you know.
Okay.
In the end, it comes down to results.
And then lastly, you are a man of deep experience and understand how troubled relationships can be. Kanye tweeted that before he was kicked off Twitter, one of his last tweets was that Chris Paul got with his wife, Kim Kardashian. Mm. And now you look back at it, and I'm not familiar with the beef between Drake and Kanye. I don't keep up on my beefs very well. But evidently, if you look back in the midst of this beef, there's a photo of Drake and his buddies all wearing Chris Paul jerseys or shirts or whatever, jerseys. So what do we make of this? And do we believe him or does it not matter? Is it what do we think of this?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.